早晨大家。Oh, I will speak English.
他说他还是讲英文。
Thank you for the tea. That's very nice.
谢谢你们给我拿的茶。
I think you are jealous with me. I think you want a cup yourself. It's cold today.
你们是不是也嫉妒我？你们也想不想要喝一杯茶？
Thank you for inviting me back.
谢谢你们再次邀请我回来。
I'd love to be here and share the word of God with you.
我很高兴来到这里，也很愿意跟大家分享神的话语。
I also love to be here because I have many friends here.
我很高兴能够来到这里，因为我有很多的朋友在这里。
And even though I'm not using Cantonese for my sermon, I can chat with others in Cantonese and Mandarin afterwards.
虽然我并不用广东话或国语讲道，但是我之后可以用这两个语言跟大家可以一些谈话交流。
Actually, my wife is supposed to be in Hong Kong right now.
实际上我的妻子现在应该是要在香港。
And I was supposed to go there on Wednesday.
我其实应该周三就要也去香港。
But we both dropped it. We're staying in Norway.
但是我们两个人都回不去，所以我们两个人现在都要待在挪威。
I'm not too afraid of the virus.
我对这个病毒并不是很害怕。
But it seems that everybody is going crazy in Hong Kong and China.
但是好像在香港大家都快疯了。
So, I was supposed to go to mainland. You can't go to mainland. If you've been to Hong Kong, you can't go to Taiwan. I was going to Taiwan.
Yeah, 现在也不能去大陆，然后去了香港呢，然后又不能去台湾，去了台湾也不能去香港，这样子。
It's quite funny. Today, my wife is preaching in Norwegian in the church we go to.
很好玩的是，我的太太现在正在我们平时聚会的挪威教会里面讲道。
She's using Norwegian.
她用挪威语讲道。
She's more clever than me.
她比我要聪明。
It's painful to read about Hong Kong these days. It's painful.
Yeah, 现在看到香港这个样子觉得很心痛。
It's been my home for more than 20 years.
香港是我的家已经有二十年了。
But and now it's difficult to actually work because the only thing you want to do is to surf on the internet, read the news.
现在这个时期是很难专心工作的，因为你只想说不停的看网页看新闻。
Whenever my wife sits down, up comes the phone and she listens to news. From Hong Kong.
Yeah, 我的太太就经常拿着手机，然后看新闻。
So we must pray for the church in China and for the church in Hong Kong.
所以我们都应该为香港祷告，也为香港的教会祷告。
But let's hear the text for today.
那我们就看今天的经文。
Let's read it together.
那我们一起来读今天的经文。
Can you lead them, Pastor?
又有人从各城里出来见耶稣的时候，耶稣用比喻说，有一个撒种的出去撒种，他撒的时候，有的落在路旁，被人践踏，天上的飞鸟又来把它吃掉。因为得不到滋润，荆棘里荆棘跟它一同生长，把它挤住，又有落在好土里，生长起来，结实百倍。耶稣说完这话，大声说：“有耳可听的，就应当听。”门徒问耶稣这比喻是什么意思。
Thank you.
就退后了。那落在荆棘里的，就是人听了道走开以后，被今生的思虑、钱财、厌乐挤住了，便结不出成熟的籽粒来。那落在好土里的，就是人听了道，持守在善良的心里，并且忍耐着结实。
Thank you.
谢谢。
How do you take care of your faith? That's what I want to talk about today.
啊，你怎样守护你的信仰呢？这就是我今天的主题。
We all know that some people fall away from their faith.
啊，我们都知道有一些人从他们的信仰里面啊退去。
And it makes us sad.
啊，让我们很伤感。
And this story is actually a parable, I feel, about how you handle your faith to God.
啊，这个比喻就是在告诉我们，我们怎么样处理我们和神的关系和我们的信仰。
But before I talk about that, let me tell you a little bit about what a parable is.
那在我开始讲之前，我想先解释一下什么是比喻。
A parable is not a true story as such.
啊，一个比喻并不是一个真实的故事。
It is not something that has happened and are being retold.
啊，比喻并不是一个真实发生过的事情，也不是一个传讲的啊实际发生的事。
It's a model story.
只是一个故事的啊模型。
Inside the story, you can find a principle or some general truth.
在这个模型里面，你是可以发现一些啊原则和一些很重要的啊事情。
When you explain the principle, it can be quite complicated.
当你要跟人讲解一个原则的时候，可能会比较复杂。
And maybe boring.
啊，也可能会很无聊。
It's kind of theoretical.
啊，因为很多的理论。
And even though a few of us love theories and theoretical stuff, it's not so many who like it.
啊，可能我们中间会有人会很喜欢一些理论或者啊这一方面的东西。
We like a story.
啊，但是我们喜欢故事。
That's probably why Jesus said, "Those who have ears, hear."
啊，这就是为什么耶稣说有耳可听的就应当听。
I can see from here all of you have ears.
我可以看到大家都是有耳朵的。
This is a strange thing to say.
有点奇怪这样子说。
I think it means use your brain.
我想耶稣在这里说的是用我们的啊大脑。
You know many people don't think through stuff.
很多的人可能并不是把事情用大脑想通来。
In Norwegian, we have a saying that it goes in through one ear and out the other.
在挪威语里面就说一个耳朵进，一个耳朵里出。
Inna ett öra ut ett annat öra.
哎呀，就是。
I hope you're not among those.
那希望我们的不是这样子的。
And we know that the disciples and the people were listening that day.
我们知道门徒和那些当时在的这些会众的在那里的。
Because right after he had told the parable, they start asking, "What did he mean?"
啊，当耶稣讲完这个比喻的时候，在场的门徒就问这是什么意思。
And this parable is quite straightforward.
啊，这个比喻其实是非常的简单直接。
A man goes out to sow.
啊，一个人出去撒种。
Now I need a photo. Yeah, there he is.Can you see him with a bag of seeds?
啊，大家有没有看到，在这个图画里面，这个撒种的人他有一袋种子。
Now I have some seeds in my pocket.
啊，我的口袋里有一些种子。
I will take them out now and throw them at you, okay?
那我现在就拿出来撒出来。
I tricked you, huh?
我骗你们。
Some of you thought I would do it because I had mentioned it in the sermon that I would throw.
有些人以为我会真的扔，但是其实没有。
Now I think you will remember the story.
啊，我希望你们可以记住这个故事。
For a long time.
啊，很长时间你们都可以记住。
So this guy must be in the field, right?
啊，那这个人应该就是在一个田野里，在一个地里。
And he tries to make the seeds land on the earth.
那他就是尽力要把这个种子撒在那个田里面。
But he misses with some of them.
啊，但是他有可能会啊，有一些撒不到田里。
You cannot be too accurate when you throw them like this.
啊，当你就这样扔的时候，可能不是那么的准确。
So some of the seeds lands on the road.
有一些种子会掉在路上。
And the Romans, they made roads with flat stones sometimes.
那罗马人修的路是用石头啊，很平的石头修的路。
Or maybe it was a trail that was hard. The earth was hard. People had walked a lot on it.
也有可能是一条土的路，但是这个路大家走了很久，就变得很硬了。
And some had landed on the stones in the field.
那有一些种子有可能就掉在石头上了。
So, and some landed in the good earth.
那有一些呢就掉在好土里面。
And I think then this guy, he sits down and then he observes.
那这个撒种的人呢，撒完种之后就坐下，然后在那里观看。
The seed that hits the road changed very fast. They grow very fast.
那种子其实变化是很快的。
They have roots very soon, but then they cannot grow.
那有些种子呢，它很快就发了芽，但是它可能并不一定能够生长。
They cannot take the sun, they dry up.
它可能不能吸收阳光，很快就枯干。
And some seeds grow up among the plants.
那有一些种子就长在别的植物中间。
They put down roots in the soil.
他们把根扎在地里。
But they can't get enough nourishment.
但是他们并不能得到足够的养分。
Not enough sunshine, not enough air, because there are too many other plants there.
并不能得到足够的空气、氧气、阳光，所以并不能够长大。
However, some seeds end up in the good earth.
但是还是有一些种子是在好土里。
And they have enough nourishment, food. They have enough food and nourishment.
那这些掉在好土里的种子呢，就可以得到充分的养分，有足够的阳光和水。
They have enough sunshine and everything and air, and they grow up and they give 100.
那这些长大有阳光得到养分充足生长的这些种子，它就可以结实百倍。
One grain can give 100 grains.
那一个种子呢，就可以长出100粒种子来。
That's great multiplication.
这是一个很好的这个繁衍呀，倍长。
Okay. And the sower must be happy.
那这个撒种的人应该是很开心的。
As I said, when Jesus finished the story, the disciples came immediately and asked him what he meant.
当耶稣讲完这个故事，他的门徒就立即就问说，这个比喻是什么意思？
Maybe we feel they're a bit stupid because this is so easy to understand, right?
我们可能觉得这个门徒怎么这么笨呢？这么简单的个比喻。
But I think that's because we have heard it many times.
那可能因为我们听过很多很多次了。
And we have read it.
我们已经读过这个故事。
By the way, actually, the text does not mention that all the other people went away, so they were hearing the explanation too.
经文并没有告诉我们说别的人除了门徒之外的别的人都在讲完比喻之后都离开了。
First, I thought, oh, this is unfair. Why are they not allowed to understand and to have the key to understand? But then maybe they had the key if they wanted to.
我一开始会觉得说，如果这个解释只是对门徒讲，可能对别的人并不大公平。但是这个里面并没有讲，所以我觉得应该这些别的人应该也是在那里有听到耶稣对比喻的解释。
Actually, I could have spent today talking about preaching the word of God. I could have one of the topics for today could have been preaching the word of God.
那今天讲到的主题也有可能是我其实也是可以讲关于怎么样子传福音，讲神的话语。
And another topic could have been each one of us should become 100.
那我另外一个讲到的主题也可以从这段经文里出来的是怎么样子能够结实百倍。
That's why that's something nice about the Bible. Each time you read it, you can see something new. You can think about something new.
这就是这个经文的魅力，就是每一次当我们读经的时候，虽然我们读过很多遍，但是还是可以读出很多新的理解和应用。
I have chosen to talk about taking care of your faith.
但是我从这段经文里面所要讲的主题是怎样保守我们的信仰。
I ask myself, why do some Christians grow up as strong Christians and some as mediocre and some fall away?
我其实一直在想啊，为什么有一些人啊信主啊会成长为一个很啊坚定的基督徒，但有一些人为什么就会慢慢的退后？
And one more thing, this text is basically is not about salvation as such.
我首先想要说明，这段经文其实并不是关于救赎。
Salvation is mentioned, but it's not the main point.
啊，救赎在这里，得救在这里啊，是有被提到，但是这并不是这段经文所要讲的主要意思。
One of the main points is actually how to take care of your faith, how to make your faith grow.
啊，这段经文一个重要的意思就是怎么样保守你的信心跟信仰。
So, Radha, how can you protect yourself and your friends against the devil's influence? He's mentioned in verse 12. He takes away the faith from the peoples, and then they are not saved.
啊，这个经文也是关于怎么样子我们可以保守我们自己和我们的朋友不被啊魔鬼把我们的信心夺去。这就是在经文的第十二节中有提到，
Salvation is of course important.
当然救赎是非常的重要。
But salvation is a kind of result of the faith.
啊，但是得救是我们信心的结果。
It's the next step.
是下一步。
It's not the same as keeping your faith.
啊，并不是保守你的信心。
At least not theoretically.
啊，并不是在理论上，并不是这样。
So.The text become more easy if you look at it from the angle of keeping your faith.
啊，这个经文其实是很直接的。如果我们是从怎样保守你信心的这个角度来看
，How can you preserve your faith in your heart?
你怎么样可以保守啊你的信仰在你的心里面
？And for those who work in the church, how can we help others support them and let them keep their faith?
那作为教会的同工，我们怎么样可以帮助教会别的人能够啊保守他们的信仰
？How can we stop the devil taking away the faith of some people？
我们怎么样可以啊防止魔鬼把我们的信心夺去
？One thing is obvious, we can pray for them.
啊，当然我们很明显是我们可以为他们祷告。
And secondly, we can be with them.
啊，另外我们也可以跟他们在一起陪伴他们。
I think there is no substitute for time. You have to spend time with new Christians. They need you.
啊，没有什么东西是可以取代花时间跟他们在一起的，就是陪伴他们。
Last Sunday, I went to a church. Two Sundays ago, I went to a church I hadn't been to before.
啊，前两周我去了一个我们从来没有去过的教会。
Several people came to me and asked me who I was and where I came from and so forth.
有许多的人过来问我啊，说我是谁，问我是谁，我从哪里来等等。
I often go to new churches because of my job.
因为我的工作，所以我经常会去不同的新的教会。
When I come to a new church, I have gotten a habit of counting how many people who greet me.
当我每次去到一个新的教会啊，我会有一个习惯，就是算有多少个人过来跟我打招呼。
If no one greets me, it's a bad sign.
如果没有多少人过来跟我打招呼，可能不是一个很好的迹象。
Actually, when we came back from Hong Kong 1 year ago, we chose a church where most people greeted us.
实际上我们搬回来挪威之后，我们选择在有最多人跟我们打招呼的那个教会，留在那个教会。
We did not care about theology.
我们没有太在乎这个神学理论方面的东西。
You know, the devil takes away the faith of people when he creates doubt in people's hearts.
魔鬼就是来把人心中的道啊夺去，就是通过在人们心里面创造一些怀疑。
New Christians have a lot of questions.
新的基督徒会有许多的疑问。
And we need to be with them and answer all their doubts and all their questions.
那我们就应该在他们的身边陪伴他们，然后回答他们，可能帮助他们理解他们心中的疑惑。
And then we have those words of God that landed in the rocky field.
也有一些种子是撒在很硬的地上。
A grain on top of a rock cannot grow.
种子在石头上是不能够生长的。
So it doesn't have any earth.
因为它没有任何的土。
So maybe you can bring some good earth to that person.
你或许也可以带一些土给他们。
I think good soil in this context is what people call love.
我觉得在这个比喻里面，这个好土也是可以理解为爱。
It comes in many, many ways.
这个好土是有很多的方面。
Somebody gave me a piece of food when I came here today. That was very nice.
今天有人给了我一些食物，当我来的时候，我觉得这真的很好。
Cup of tea is an act of love, right?
Yeah, 就是一杯茶也是爱的这样一个表示。
Some of the people call this love of the church diakonia, diakonia.
那有人就把这样教会的这样的服事就是一个希腊词表达出来叫diakonia.
It's a Greek word, so it's difficult.
这个 diakonia 的中文就是服事善工。
But you can translate it the body language of the church.
就是教会的服事。
It's not what we say, but what we do.
并不是我们说的，而是我们的行动。
And one warning here.
先有一个预告警告。
Don't love somebody just because you want to preach the word of God to them.
不要爱一个人，只是因为你想要跟他们传福音。
If you do that, it can have the opposite effect.
如果你这样子做，有可能会有反效果。
The person will say to themselves.
那这个人可能会自想。
These Christians just want me to believe because they want me to join their crowd.
这些人对我好，可能只是想要我加入他们。增加他们的数目，教会的数字。
Real love is unconditional love.
真的爱是没有条件的爱。
If you stop caring for them because they refuse to believe,
如果他们拒绝相信，那你就不再关心他们。
They will feel you use them.
他们会觉得你在利用他们。
Your love has just become a tool to change somebody.
你的爱就变成了你想要改变别人的一个工具。
No one really likes that kind of love.
没有人喜欢这样的爱。
You also have people that seems to put down roots.
也有一些人好像看起来他是有扎根发芽。
But they gradually wither because they worry about all kinds of things.
但是他们慢慢的就退去了，因为他们有许多的思虑。
A lot of people are just chasing about material goods.
许多的人只是在追求世上的东西。
Better cars, bigger houses, more money.
更好的房子，更好的车，更多的钱。
I believe a person has to have a balanced life.
我觉得一个人需要有一个平衡的生活。
Have you heard the joke? The person who has most when he dies has won.
大家有没有听过一个搞笑的讲法？就是说，当一个人他死的时候，他有最多的东西，他就是人生最大的赢家。
This is of course a joke.
这当然是一个笑话。
This is not true.
这根本不是真的。
I believe that the person who has lived a life with a purpose and goes to heaven when he dies has won.
我觉得真正的人生赢家是当他去到天国的时候，他的人生是经历的人生是有一个目标的人生。
People have a responsibility to make choices for themselves too.
我们每一个人都对自己的人生的选择负责。
If you believe the word of God,
如果你相信神的话，
you have to make time for it.
你就应该花时间在神的话上。
You have to make some choices.
你要做一些选择。
If you hear the word of God and it starts to sprout in your heart,
如果你听了神的道，那这个道在你的心里面。
You must take care of the truth you have found.
那你就要保守你在这个找到的这个道。
Salvation and forgiveness is free.
救赎和赦免是免费的。
But following Jesus is not.
但是跟随耶稣并不是免费的。
Just think about the doctor who died in Wuhan.
想一想在武汉牺牲的那些医生、医护。
Jesus speaks about it when he asks you to take up his cross and follow him.
耶稣跟你说你跟随他就要背起他的十字架。
And many people who become Christian have to change their lifestyle.
许多的人成为基督徒就必须要改变他们的生活方式。
They have to stop cheating on their spouses.
他们就要停止欺骗他们的伴侣。
Try to stop lying.
不能再撒谎。
They must stop cheating their employers.
他也不能够再欺骗他的雇主。
Cheat the government for tax and so forth.
也不能不交足够的税。
But most of all, they need to spend time with God.
那所有这些更重要的是要花时间跟神在一起。
Your relationship and your faith in God is like any other relationship.
你跟神的关系就像你跟你生活里面别的关系一样的。
You need quality time together.
你需要有品质的时间在一起。
If not, the relationship may die.
否则的话，这个关系就会慢慢死掉，断掉。
And sometimes this suffocating of the relationship happens so slow you don't even notice it.
有时候这个关系慢慢退去是一个非常慢的过程。
And some people get so stuck in the tracks that they don't see any other thing.
有些人他就是在他的生活的习惯轨道里面没有办法改变。
A relative of mine was like that.
我有一个亲戚就是这样。
This woman had some faith when she was young and she grew up.
她小的时候她是有信心的。
She grew up in a Christian family.
她在一个基督徒的家庭里成长。
But growing up, she made her own choices.
但是长大了，她做了自己的选择。
Gradually, she joined a crowd that didn't care about God, was negative about faith.
她长大之后就慢慢的跟随那些不信神的人，然后对信仰非常负面的想法的一些人。
And later in life, I asked her about her faith.
等他长大后一段阶段，我就问他关于他的信仰。
She said she maybe believed there was a God. She's a Norwegian person.
Yeah, 他是一个挪威人。他说我相信呢，可能这里有一个神吧。
But she didn't want to have any close relationship.
但是他不想跟
no interference, thank you.
但是他跟这个神不想有任何的交往和任何的关系。
And last year that person died.
但是去年这个人过世了。
And she died a bad, slow death.
她的死亡是一个缓慢痛苦的过程。
And of course, this was not because she didn't believe, but she was so afraid of dying.
但是这并不是因为她不信神才经历这个死亡，而是她这个死亡的过程很痛苦。
She gradually lost her ability to think and to speak.
她慢慢失去了她的生活一些能力，自理能力，思考能力。
She refused to talk. Well, she still could speak and think. She refused to talk about Jesus with me. I said, maybe I can help you with your fear.
就是雅各牧师跟她说，我或许可以帮你面对你的恐惧，但是她拒绝谈论这个话题。
So I think actually it's possible to make yourself unable to hear.God's voice.
你是可以让你自己不能够听到神的话，你有这个选择。
And of course, taking care of people's faith is also the congregation. I'm not just talking about the pastor. I'm talking about everybody.
那保守我们的信心并不是只是我们自己的事，也是我们所有全会众的事，彼此之间的事情。
I'm sure you have heard about the priesthood of the lay believer.Now that was difficult. I'm sure you've heard about that we all have a responsibility.
Oh, yeah.
That was difficult, sorry.
No, I didn't.
No preparation for that one. We all are responsible.
我们每一个人都是祭司，我们每一个人都有责任。
A pastor is just the leader.
牧师只是我们的带领人。
But we all have to take responsibility for our brothers and sisters.
我们每一个人都应该为我们身边的弟兄姐妹们负责。
Yeah. We have heard that the sermon, the parable is about the word of God. The seeds are the word of God.
我们都听了这个比喻，那这个种子就是神的道。
Make sure you have enough friends who can support your faith in God.
确定就是说，我们要确保我们每一个人身边都有足够的弟兄姐妹，可以帮我们彼此保守我们心里的道。
Of course, you have to have non-Christian friends too. How can you sow the word of God if you don't have non-Christian friends? But you need Christian friends too.
那当然我们也需要有不信主的朋友，要不然的话我们怎么样子可以去传这个福音撒这个种呢？但是我们也需要有许多的周围有许多的基督徒的朋友。
You must find a balance between your spiritual needs and your service to people.
那你需要在你自己的属灵生活和你的传福音的工作的里面找到一个平衡。
And of course we have the Bible. I have 5 Bibles here.
我们当然我们每个人都有圣经，我有5本圣经。
I'd like to ask you, how many of you have read the whole Bible 2 times?
我想问一下，有多少人把整本圣经读过两遍，请举手。
Anybody who'd like to raise their hands?
谁可以举手读过两遍以上的
？Okay. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Some are daring to raise their hands. Good. How many have read one time?
有些字有谁读过一遍至少
？A little bit more, huh?
更多的人读过一遍。
You don't have to answer that. How often do you read the Bible each week?
我们每周大概读多少次圣经？
I try to do it every day.
我至少我尽量每天都去读一点。
I'll tell you a short story about myself.
我可以告诉你们一个分享一个我自己简短的经历。
I think actually it's been very important in my life. It's a small thing that happened.
有一个小事发生在我的生活里面，这件事成为很重要对我来说。
About 40 years ago, we were in London preparing to go to Hong Kong.
大概40年前，我们在伦敦的一个基督教中心呢，准备去香港。
And one person told me a story about his accountability group.
有一个人过来就跟我们讲他的负责的一个小组。
He had a group of people to whom he was very close.
有一群人就是跟他很近。
And he had promised not to lie to those people.
那他就跟这一群人承诺说他不会对他们撒谎。
Not to lie about his spiritual life.
不会跟他们撒谎关于他自己的灵命的状况。
If they asked him, "Have you read the Bible today?" he would have to answer honestly.
如果这一群人问他说你现在的属灵状况怎么样，你有没有读圣经，那他就要非常诚实地告诉他们他的状况。
And they promised to ask each other that question.
他们这一群人就彼此承诺说他们会互相地问彼此这样的问题。
And of course, if you have made that kind of promise to a friend, somebody close to you, and they ask you, and you have to say no, you feel a bit ashamed.
那如果你在这一群人中，这样的一群人跟你很近的朋友做了这样的承诺，那他们问你说你现在的属灵状况怎么样，你有没有读经，那你就可能当你回答说哦我没有读，我不好怎么样，那你可能会觉得有一点不好意思。
I think that shame is a bit good for you.
这个不好意思是对我们是好的。
We have the word of God in abundance. 5 Bibles. Just on your phone.We have a lot of Bibles.
Yeah, 我们在手机上可以有许多的圣经。
And the question is, do we get enough of it?
这个问题就是说，那我们自己有没有在里面得到足够的东西？
One important way to protect your faith is to know the Bible well enough.
最好的一个办法去保护你自己，就是要尽可能的了解圣经。
Of course, and that guy who were part of that accountability group, he also gave me something else.
那这个在伦敦的这个我遇见的这个人，他还给了我另外一样东西。
And this was back in the early 80s.
这个就是在80年代后期。
So there were no video projectors and no internet.
没有那个网络，也没有那个时候。
Yeah, give me the link back. Okay. Oh, you have the Bible. you have internet on your PC here. Very good. Okay.
我们这里有网络，所以就直接打开这个。
Never mind. This link is very nice.
这个链接很好。
If you follow that plan, you can read the Bible, you can read the New Testament twice a year, whole New Testament twice a year.
啊，这个在伦敦的弟兄给雅各牧师的就是一个麦琴读经法，就是刚才那个链接。
You can read the Old Testament once a year if you follow the McChaney plan.
啊，这个麦琴读经法就是可以帮助我们每天读经，然后一年可以把旧约读一遍，新约读两遍。
You know, if you read four chapters each day, you will have read the Bible. You have read the Old Testament two times and the New Testament. Sorry, Old Testament one time and the New Testament two times.
啊，那就是把旧约读一遍，新约读两遍，这是中文的那个麦琴读经计划表。
Four chapters a day.
啊，四章，每天读四章。
Some read two chapters a day.
啊，有一些人他可能读两章，一天读两章。
They read the Old Testament once and the New Testament once.
那他们就读啊，新约一遍，旧约一遍。
I promise you won't regret it if you do it.
我。
I think you will not. You will be happy if you do it.
Yeah, 那我推荐你们了。我觉得你们读了之后一定会很高兴，很喜欢用这个方法。
Okay. Now you can find everything on the internet.
啊，你在网上就可以找到。
So maybe you can ask the church for this, It's very easy to find if you Google it. Yeah.
对，网上就可以找到。
Okay, good luck, guys. You have no excuse not to read the Bible now.
祝大家好运！现在大家都没有任何的借口不去读经。
Keep your faith.
保守你的信仰。
Amen.
Amen.